You are a corporate professional. You're smart, you work hard, yet you're not where you want to be financially. Well, we're about to give you an exclusive invitation to the Kroar Club. All you have to do is take it, come on inside, and learn. This is the Kroar Club. You're about to learn from a very successful CXO-level corporate professional and entrepreneur with more than 2.5 decades of experience. We're going to get your salary to 1 crore per annum. You're too smart and work too hard not to achieve corporate success and the salary of your dreams. Welcome to the Crore Club. Now your host, Anjani B. Kumar.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Crore Club podcast. Today we are going to talk about 5 roadblocks that could actually hinder your salary growth. Now, earning high salary, as we have seen, is not easy. And these are the 5 roadblocks that could come in your way, and they don't allow you to earn higher salary without you actually realizing what is happening with you. So that's the reason it's important for you to be aware about these roadblocks and plan out your strategies so that you don't allow these roadblocks to hinder your salary growth. So that's why these may vary from person to person and industry to industry. But at a larger level, these are 5 common factors that actually contribute to lower salaries. So that's the reason. Listen to this podcast completely. Take note of these 5 roadblocks that may be hindering your salary growth also, and then work on them, figure out so that your journey towards the Crore Club can keep on moving, your salary keeps growing, and ultimately you are able to reach 1 crore salary per annum. So let's talk about the first reason. It is market saturation and competition. Now, what does it mean? So in some industries, there may be an oversaturation of professionals with similar qualifications and skills. And this high level of competition can put downward pressure on salaries, making it challenging for individuals to command higher pay. And additionally, globalization has increased competition on a global scale, affecting salary levels in various professions. So you need to be very clearly looking at your own profession and where exactly you stand today with respect to the job that you do, the kind of skills that you have, and the services that you offer. You will have to figure out that, are there too many people in the market offering similar kind of services with same qualification? Is there a saturation? Or you have some unique skills which are not easily available in the market? Because if you are in a market which is saturated, where there is too much competition, obviously salaries will get cut down and will not grow at a pace which you expect it to grow. So that's the reason for you. It's critical to understand the saturation level for your profession in the market, the competition level for your profession in the market, and then accordingly do a course correction which can keep you in demand, which can ensure that if you ask for higher salary, people are willing to give you that salary. Because in a saturated market, in a competitive market where there is excess supply, obviously, if the demand is low, the ability or the desire to pay will also be low. So this is something which you have to understand very well. Figure out the saturation and competition level for your profession and then act accordingly. Because many a times I have seen that people don't realize this particular aspect and they keep desiring to earn higher salary, but in spite of their best efforts, they're not able to earn a higher salary. Their salary does not grow at a pace which can actually take them towards the Crore Club. So that's the reason this awareness and correction is required. Let's move to the second roadblock, company size and financial health. Now, the size and financial health of a company can significantly impact salary levels. Now, smaller or financially struggling companies may have limited resources to offer competitive salaries, while larger, more prosperous organizations may have more flexibility to provide generous compensation packages. So you need to know the financial health of your company where you are working. Because if you just focus on delivering the best, if you just focus on trying to be unique at your workplace, but if your company doesn't have the capacity to pay you, then your salary will not grow. They may value you, but they will not pay you as per your desire, and your salary will not grow at a faster pace. So that's why the size and financial health of the company is very important. And that's where you need to place yourself well in a company which has scale. And companies, when they have scale and when they are doing well, they will pay you. And you have to also understand that the competition will be much higher. Because in a smaller place, you can become the best and you can, you know, really get respected for the kind of work that you are doing. But if it is not resulting into higher pay, what's the use of getting that respect? So that's why figure out the size of the company, its ability to pay, its financial health. And then if this roadblock is coming in your way, then get it out of your way. Because without you realizing, your salary will stop growing over a period of time. And ultimately, your journey towards the Crore Club will get impacted. Next roadblock. Market trends and technological disruption. Now, rapid technological advancements and shifts in market trends can disrupt industries and job roles. You have to remember that. And corporate professionals who do not adapt to these changes or acquire new skills may see their earning potential decrease, as over a period of time, their roles could become less relevant or in lower demand. So look at, you know, even AI. It's coming in a big way. And everybody is saying that a lot of jobs could become redundant. And if you are doing one such job, then be ready to get impacted by this technological disruption which is happening. So that's why this understanding of market trends and technological disruption is very important. Now, people who are in the field of AI, who have expertise, now they can ride this wave. They can actually become very unique and they can be valued in a big way in the market today. So you have to ride this wave. So it's not just about what is impacting your salary. It's also about seeking out those opportunities where you can ride a technological disruption wave. So that's why if you are not aware of the market trends, if you're not aware about the technological disruptions which are happening around you, then over a period, your salary will get impacted. And there are times when people lose their jobs also. So that's why it's extremely important to understand this roadblock and prepare yourself to tackle this.
Helping you to achieve corporate success and the salary of your dreams. This is the Crore Club.
The next roadblock could be your organization's structure and hierarchy. Now, I have spoken about it in some of the previous episodes, but you have to understand that many corporate structures are hierarchical. In fact, most of them, with limited opportunities for career advancement to higher paying positions. So remember earlier, I had spoken about this pyramid and where there is less space at the top, but you get higher salary only at the top. So this could be a big roadblock. So middle managers or professionals in the non-executive roles may find it difficult to break through these hierarchies and reach top-tier positions with higher compensation. And this actually is a big roadblock which most of the people face because they are not simply aware of their organizational structure and hierarchy. They don't understand that what it means to earn higher salary in their own organization. Who are those people? How do they reach those positions? And if you don't understand this whole thing, and if you just think that, okay, I will deliver best at my job and company should keep rewarding me, that does not happen. It's a big function of your company's structure and hierarchy. Because unless you reach a certain level in hierarchy, and obviously the numbers are less and less as you move up, then only you will get paid higher salary. at middle and lower levels, your ability to demand a higher salary would be very limited. And that's why it's extremely important for you to focus on understanding your organizational structure and hierarchy so that you can remove this roadblock and your journey towards the Crore Club can continue moving in the right direction. And ultimately, you are able to earn 1 crore salary per annum. And the last roadblock is more personal in nature, because so far, the 4 roadblocks that we have discussed, these are more organization driven or market driven, but this one is more personal. Your negotiation and advocacy skills. Now, this is very important for you to understand. So you have to understand that your ability to negotiate effectively for higher compensation, promotions, and bonuses is a skill that not everyone possesses. Please understand that. If you think that everybody can do this well, no, that's not true. And probably you could also be one such person who is not able to do it more effectively. Some professionals may undervalue their worth, fear negotiation, or lack the necessary negotiation skills to secure higher salaries. This is the reality of the corporate world. So if you are someone who is not able to negotiate strongly, who feels that if I'm just doing a good job and I should be rewarded, if you're not able to advocate for all the work that you have done for the company, then you will lose out in the long run. Let's be real. And this roadblock again acts in a big way because of which a lot of professionals' careers get impacted. And they are not able to demand optimal salary for the services that they offer. And if you are someone who is not strong on negotiation and advocacy skills, chances are that your salary growth will get impacted at some stage in your career. And this could really work as a roadblock in your journey towards the Crore Club. So that is the reason it's critical for you to work on this particular aspect and ensure that this does not become a hindrance in growing your salary. In my experience, I have seen these 5 roadblocks impacting a lot of careers. A lot of people are not able to earn higher salary because they don't understand these roadblocks and how they are impacting their own journey. So that is the reason I wanted to cover all these 5 roadblocks in this podcast episode. And I want you to look at each of them very seriously and try to figure out if at some point they are impacting your career and salary growth or not. Chances are that at least 1 or 2 of them would be impacting you. Correct that situation. Because all these 5 need to be addressed so that your journey towards the Crore Club remains smooth and finally you are able to earn 1 crore salary per annum. This is extremely critical for your career. This is extremely critical for your salary growth. And that's the reason you must ensure that these 5 roadblocks are moved out of your way and your journey towards the Crore Club moves in a very smooth and linear fashion. So please work on them and ensure that you get rid of all these roadblocks and finally earn that 1 crore salary per annum. I will now meet you in the next episode. Thank you very much for tuning in.
You've been listening to the Crore Club. And Johnny is a successful CXO-level corporate professional and entrepreneur. He's been doing this for 2.5 decades. And he's coached more than 5,000 people to achieve corporate success and the salary of their dreams. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find us on Instagram and YouTube at NJohnnyBKumar. And to reach out, send us an email at team@njohnnybkumar.com. See you next time on The Crore Club.